Johar, whose joy knew no bounds when he became the father to twins Yash and Ruhi, shared the first picture of his babies. The My Name Is Khan filmmaker, who was in New York, took to social media to share that he was missing his twin bundles of joy. Madhur Bhandarkar, who has been facing protests for his upcoming political drama Indu Sarkar, has been provided protection and will have the security till there are no further threats. The action has been taken as the director had to cancel two press conferences in Pune and Nagpur due to protests for his film. After backing the controversial Lipstick Under My Burqa, Ekta Kapoor has now joined hands with Abhishek Kapoor's next Kedarnath. Commenting on the pairing of Sushant and Sara Ali Khan, Ekta called the pairing fresh and said it added an edge to the project. The war of words between actor Kangana Ranaut and filmmaker Karan Johar about the nepotism debate has been reignited. At a recent award function, Karan Johar, Varun Dhawan and Saif Ali Khan took digs at Kangana by making fun of the much-talked-about issues. All's not well between Akshay Kumar and co-producers of his film Toilet Ek Prem Katha. The actors miffed with them as he believes that they are not doing enough to promote the music of the film. Akshay feels that the film's music has great potential and should be utilized for promoting the film. Manikarnika, the Queen of Jhansi, is on a casting spree ever since the project was announced. It has now been revealed that veteran actor and father of Vivek Oberoi, Suresh Oberoi, will portray the role of Peshwa Baji Rao II. The actor has also agreed to shave his head for the part. As the seventh season of Game of Thrones begins, an epic tapestry has been revealed that celebrates the long-time running series. The 77-meter-long tapestry features its characters and their memorable scenes along with its iconic locations. The Bayou-style tapestry will be displayed in the Ulster Museum in Northern Ireland. Aaron Carter feels that his celebrity was targeted during his arrest for driving under the influence and drug charges. The singer, who was released on bail, said that he was arrested by several police officers with aggression. Carter also clarified that he had a license to use medical marijuana for long-standing anxiety. Hulk fans were heartbroken after Mark Ruffalo shared that the Green Giant will never get a standalone movie. The Avengers star confirmed the news at Disney's D23 Expo as he joined Marvel's Kevin Feige on stage to share an exclusive trailer of Avengers: Infinity War alongside other Marvel Cinematic Universe favorites. It's been almost 2 months since Miranda Kerr married Snapchat founder Ivan Spiegel, and the supermodel now revealed her wedding dress to the public. Kerr shared a look into her final fitting and designer Maria Grazia Curie, who created the Grace Kelly-inspired gown. Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.